In John chapter 13 and verse 33, Jesus told his disciples, "Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you." Jesus was getting ready to be crucified, and he knew that his time on the earth was very short. He was trying to give his disciples a little bit of a hint as to what was to come. You might recall in verse 36 that Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward." Obviously, Jesus was very close to his disciples and his disciples to him. But as a result, Jesus knew that he was leaving, and this was a sad time for his disciples. And so Jesus tried to give them some wonderful words of comfort in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, where he said to them, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions," or many dwelling places, or many rooms, as some translations say. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Those are wonderful words of encouragement, but returning to the context of our story, it would be just shortly after that, in Luke chapter 23 and verse 33, that we read that Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross. And we read in verse 46 of that same chapter, when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. We find later in chapter 23 and verse 53 that Jesus' body was laid in a tomb. He was buried. But the wonderful thing, the wonderful message, the great part of the story after this sad occurrence is the wonderful resurrection that took place the following Sunday morning. It was early on that first day of the week, we read in Luke chapter 24 and verses 1 through 7, that two men who were dressed in clothing that were shining announced to some of the people who had gathered around a mysteriously empty tomb. They announced, "He is not here, but is risen." Well, we recall that in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, after spending some time with his disciples after he had risen from the dead, Jesus then ascended into heaven. We read, "When he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.'" You know, passages like Revelation chapter 21 give us glorious descriptions of this place called heaven. But what I want you to consider is this. Return to those words that Jesus said in John 14 when he said, "He's going to prepare a place for us and he's going to come again." Can you imagine that if God created the whole entire universe in 6 days, that if Jesus has been at work in creating this place for us for the last nearly 2,000 years, what a beautiful place it must be. So I want to be there, and I want to encourage you to be faithful servants of God so that you can be there as well. May God bless you.